哦，那很有意思。
But you know something, I always enjoy coming back to see this sign here. Maybe we can show it.
每一次回来我看到这个贴的字，我就很高兴。
Because this sign is at my front door.
在我的门前也有。
And if, we'll see in the second bit, it says, Welcome home.
一会儿你们就会看到，欢迎回家。
Isn't that a nice thing?
是不是很棒？
And you go home, you get to sleep in your own bed, and it's nice and not too hard, not too soft.
回到家里，躺在床上，这床又不软又不硬，真舒服。
I just love coming home.
我就想回家。
And we're going to talk about coming home in a parable that is very familiar to many of you.
我接下来要讲一段寓言，对你们很熟悉的。
So in the next slide, it says the parable of the prodigal son, and that's what we're going to look at this morning.
接下来我们要讲一下浪子的比喻。
Now, many of you have read this before.
我们很多人已经读过这些。
And especially if you've grown up in church, you've heard it many times.
特别是如果你从小在教会长大。
I hope you can forget everything you've heard before and hear it anew.
现在先忘记你们所学的，今天好好的听一下。
You see, we've sung songs about knowing and loving God.
我们刚才唱歌要唱爱神的歌。
But I want to reverse that and look at God himself.
我们现在换一个角度，从神的角度来看。
And I work with international students.
我在做国际学生的工作。
And a lot of the international students have no idea of who God is.
这些人从来没有听说过神的故事。
And so I have the privilege and opportunity to help them to know what God is like.
所以我很有荣幸成为第一个让他们知道神是
So many of the students I talk with have no exposure to Christianity.
很多国际学生从来没有听过福音。
And so I tell them, well, there's this book called the Bible, and it talks a lot about God.
我就告诉他们，你们看，这本书叫圣经，那里面有很多关于神的事情。
And I believe he wrote it so that we can know him.
我们相信这是神写的，这样我们可以知道他。
Now, one of the groups of people I work with are scholars from China at Stanford.
有一次有其中的一群人是从中国大陆来的，在斯坦福的学者。
So when I talked about knowing God, I talk about two different ideas, or one different idea than maybe what they're thinking of.
当我跟他们讨论知道神。其实我在跟他们分享其中的两个想法。
Because sometimes, and I like the Chinese because they have two different words for know.
我很喜欢中文，因为中文里面关于知道有两个描述。
But sometimes this one English word, these two Chinese words are translated into English as know.
这两个
K N O W.
这两个字翻成英文都是一个字 K N O W.
Because in Chinese, you have the word 知道 right? No.
中文一个是知道。
But the other one is 认识 right?
第二个是认识。
Acquaint or know more personally. And so I tell them that what I want you to do is not know facts about God by studying this, but know God himself.
我今天跟你们讲呢，不是知道这些事实线索，而是要认识神自己。
So when we look at this parable, we want to look at it from the perspective of what does this tell me about what God is like personally?
所以当我们在看到这段预言的时候，我们要想一想，
这能
帮助我们认识神怎么。
It's kind of like what we sang today. We want to know God more.
我们想，就像今天所唱的，我们想认识神更多。
And the passage in Ephesians that we read, it talks about knowing God.
以弗所书我们刚读的就是在谈到认识神。
And in that passage, that knowing is a renchertada.
这里 knowing 说的是认识他。
So let's look at this parable.
让我们来读一下这段预言。
Because it's one of my favorite parables.
这是我最喜欢的一个。
But to understand a parable, you need to know its background.
在我们读这段预言之前，让我们来讨论一下它的背景。
Because when Jesus said a parable, it was situational.
当主耶稣说到预言的时候，其实是跟当时当地有关系的。
Because he said it in response to a situation.
他说这句话是因为前面 有了这项背景。
And so this one is no different.
这样他就有有不一样的背景。
So if you open your Bibles, turn to Luke chapter 15.
现在请翻开你们圣经到路加福音第15章。
Okay, you want to go back to the first slide still. Slide number 2. Because here's the background of it. It says this, now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus.
这里的背景是这样的，众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣要听他讲道。
Tax collectors and sinners.
税吏和罪人。
How many of you like to pay taxes?
你们中间有谁喜欢付税？
Nobody?
没有吗？
But it's part of life.
但是这是我们生命的一部分。
And last week, hopefully you did it by the 15th, right?
最好刚刚过去的4月15号你们把它做好了。
At that time in the Promised Land, they had tax collectors.
在应许之地也有税吏的。
But tax collectors were thought of as being traitors.
大家都把它认为是卖国贼。
And the reason why is this.
原因是这样的。
That area of the world was occupied by a foreign government.
那块地方被外国入侵了。
It was the Romans.
是罗马帝国。
And the Romans wanted expansion.
罗马帝国想要扩张。
So they collected a lot of taxes from the countries, the areas they conquered.
他们在所征服的土地上来收税。
And so the Roman government chose local people to collect taxes from their own people.
罗马政府就在当地选一个人来替他收税。
And oftentimes tax collectors took a little more taxes than they should have.
常常税吏是这样做，在收他该收的以外再多收一点。
And they made a lot of profit from this.
这样变得很富。
But the local people looked at them as traitors.
但是当地人就把他看成是卖过贼。
And not only traders, but they also looked at their kids in the same way.
不仅他本人，他们孩子也是如此。
And so they were really hated.
他们很恨他。
And look what Jesus was doing. He was eating with tax collectors.
所以当他们看到主耶稣在干什么呢？主耶稣竟然跟这些税吏在一起吃饭。
Now what is a sinner?
那罪人是什么？
One who sins.
犯罪的人。
Went to college for that one.
我们。
我去大学念过这个。Okay. So you learn that here, these religious leaders, the Pharisees and teachers of the law, the religious people, see Jesus doing this.
所以看到宗教领袖和法利赛人，他们看到主耶稣在跟这些人在一起。
And they're wondering, what's with that?
他说这是怎么回事呢
？Because if he's a religious teacher, he should be with good people, not bad people.
如果耶稣是一个宗教领袖，他应该跟好人在一起，怎么跟这些坏人在一起
？What's wrong with this teacher?
这个人怎么了
？And look what they say in verse 2. But the Pharisees and teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners. Not only that, but he eats food with them."
所以法利赛人和文士私下议论他，说这个人既又接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。
So it wasn't just the fact that he ate with them, talked with them. He also had intimate conversations with them. He ate with them.
不仅跟他们一起吃，不仅他，跟他们在一起，还跟他们有很亲密的交通。
What would you do if you saw Pastor Joe at a bar?
如果你们看到孙牧师到一个酒吧里面，你们会怎么想
？And he's coming out with a Michelob. Well, maybe not. Is this recorded? Won't get him in trouble here. But this is kind of what Jesus was doing.
但这是耶稣当时所做的。
Why?
为什么呢
？Let's look at the rest of the parable. Let's look at the next slide.
读下去。
Because Jesus gives three parables to answer the question why he ate with tax collectors and sinners.
耶稣就打了三个比方来回答为什么他要跟这些人在一起。
And remember the lost sheep? There was a guy who had 100 sheep.
他就还记得有一个人有100只羊
，and one of the sheep gets lost，
有一个丢了
，and so he goes and leaves the 99 sheep to find that one sheep。
所以他把九十九只羊放在一边，跑去找那一个。
And I thought, well, you know, if one gets lost, 99, that's still pretty good. You know, why go do that?
但是我们想，如果才丢了一个，你至少有九十九个，还是不错啊。为什么要这样呢？
And then he finds it and has a big party.
然后他找到了，然后回家就庆祝。
Similarly, the lost coins. This lady had 10 coins and loses one.
相同的一个就是说一个富人有十个钱币丢了一个。
And back then, this one coin they lost was actually worth a day's wage. So it was quite a bit of money.
当时这一个钱币是相当于一天的工价。
And I've heard that some ladies wear the coins around their heads.
有些妇女就把这些钱币串起来戴在头上的。
And so if one is lost, she can tell it's gone.
所以如果有一个丢了他，他知道。
You ever lost something?
你们丢过东西吗？
You ever lost your keys?
你们有没有丢过你们的钥匙？
You walk out the door, you lock the door, and you go, no keys.
你们跑到门，刚要开门的时候，说糟糕，没有钥匙了。
Or you lose your cell phone?
或者丢了你们的手机。
I can't live without my cell phone, sorry.
我已经不能没有手机了。
So you turn the whole house upside down looking for that lost item.
你在你们家里翻箱倒柜要把这个东西找出来。
I don't hold a party when I find something, but I get excited.
我找的东西还不至于去办一个 party, 但是我很高兴。
Then he goes on to say another parable.
接下来再看还有一个比方呢。
And this parable is similar to the first two, but much longer.
这一个比方跟前面两个类似的，但是要更长。
Because he has more to say.
这里内容更多。
Let's look at this parable. But one thing I want to say about these parables, look on the next slide.
好，我们翻下一页，读下一个比方。
Because one thing we get out of these parables is this. God's love extends to even tax collectors and sinners, even the self-righteous.
我们这里要得到的信息就是神的爱一直延伸到税吏和罪人。
And those who are self-righteous.
还有这些自称为义的人。
So let's look at three characters in this story.
这里有三个人物。
And let's look at verse 11 of chapter 15.
我们从第一节开始，第十一节开始。
Let's first look at the younger son.
从小儿子开始。
He departs.
他离开了。
Now why did he leave?
为什么呢？
And I'm going to kind of paraphrase. You can read it on your own. But here's this one son. This guy had two sons.
我就直接这样说，你们来读这个上面的。一个人有两个儿子。
And one of the sons tells the father.
其中一个跟父亲说。
He says this, give me my share of the estate.
父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。
Now that might, we might just read it because we know the story, but think of the significance of that.
你们大概都知道，但是你们再读一遍，这句话有意味深长。
Usually, you give an inheritance to somebody after you die. You put it in a will.
你的产业传给你的下人是等你身后死了之后。
So in a way, this guy is asking for something before his father dies.
所以这个儿子要的东西，在他父亲还活着的时候就跟他要了。
It's almost like asking that his father died.
这好像就是说巴不得他父亲要死了。
That's not a small thing.
这个事情很严重啊。
And you kind of wonder, why did he want to leave in the first place?
所以先想想他为什么要离开呢?
Maybe he hated his older brother.
可能跟他大哥 处得不好。
Maybe he just didn't like his father's values. He felt confined.
或者他就不喜欢他父亲的价值观，他觉得被限制。
Maybe he wanted the freedom to stay up all night playing video games.
或者他就想在外面，然后整天的玩那个电玩。
You never know. He just wanted freedom.
他只是想自由。
And here's the shocker. His father said, "Okay."
更让人吃惊的是，他父亲说，好啊。
Now I'm thinking of that father, and I'm going, "What a dummy!"
但我想到这个父亲怎么这么蠢呢
？And young people say, "Wow, that father, go for it! Yeah, with my father's like that."
那年轻人说，哦，这样的父亲好。
They all have different opinions, right? So in verse 13, not long after that, the young son got together all he had, and he left.
这里十三节说，过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了。
Now let's read on, find out what happens. Next slide.
那我们再读下去。
He's on the road.
他在路上。
But what he experienced wasn't what he expected.
所以他所经历的不是他所设计的。
And so we read on in verse 13 that he left. Verse 14, after he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need.
十四节说，他在那里耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方的饥荒，就穷苦起来。
So I'm wondering what he thought when he went to this foreign country with his father's inheritance.
你们猜猜看，他是在想什么呢？拿他父亲这么多钱。
Maybe everything would be okay.
也许一切事情都会很好。
And maybe it's like a lot of young people. They haven't really thought through what comes next.
有些年轻人就是没有想到那么远。
But he went, did anything he wanted, stayed up late, ate whatever he wanted.
他在那里他可以想睡多久就睡多久想怎么花钱就怎么花钱。
Maybe he went drinking, maybe he gambled, all kinds of things.
或者喝酒或者赌博这样的事情。
And then he ran into problems.
然后他遇到麻烦了。
Ran out of money.
钱没有了。
And then in that country they had a famine.
然后在那个地方有大饥荒。
He needed some money.
他需要钱了。
So he had to get a job.
他需要找到工作。
But the only job he can find is being a laborer for somebody else.
所以唯一的工作就是为人打工。
And look what it says in verse 15.
我们看看十五节怎么讲。
So he went and hired himself out to the citizen of that country. He became a slave to somebody else.
所以他去投靠那地方的一个人，就等于把自己成为一个奴隶了。
And this guy sent him to his fields to feed pigs.
那个人打发他到田里去放猪。
Now Jewish people looked at pork as bad.
所以你们犹太人看猪是非常污秽的。
But look at it, it says not only did he have to feed the pigs, but he came to a point where he even felt like eating what the pigs ate.
这情况是他不仅是要放猪，而且他要跟猪抢猪的食物吃。
But nobody gave him anything.
没有人给他。
We call this in English, he was at the bottom of the barrel.
英文说他在桶的最底层了。
He was so low that when you look down, there was no more down.
所以他的社会地位是这么低，你再往他下面看，已经没有人在他下面了。
And sometimes God has to bring us into those situations where we're at the lowest point.
有的时候
we turn back to him.
我们生命也是神会把我们带到一个境况，我们是低的不能再低了。
And we call that repentance.
然后这个时候我们就是悔改的。
Because he had to come to realize the situation.
我们必须醒悟过来。
Look on to verse 18, 17 and 18.
我们看十七、十八节。
So he set out and he said, hey, something's wrong. And then he finally decides, I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you.
他醒悟后之后就说我要起来到我父亲那里去向他说父啊我得罪了天又得罪了你。
I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.
从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当做一个雇工吧。
Sometimes we have to come to the point where we're like that.
有的时候我们非得到这个地步才会悔改。
There was a famous painter who came to that point himself.
有一个著名的画家也经历过这样的事情。
And some of you might have heard of this person named Rembrandt.
有些人可能知道他叫 Rembrandt.
In 1669, he came to his senses and painted this famous painting called The Return of the Prodigal Son.
在1669年，他就画了这幅画，叫做《浪子回头》。
But Rembrandt himself was like this.
因为作者 Rembrandt 自己就是这样。
He had to come back to God.
他得回到神面前。
Personally, he had to repent himself.
那他对他个人来说，他自己现在悔改。
Because he was like the prodigal son who had accumulated a lot of riches, spent it at wild living, returned back to God.
他本来就像那个浪子一样，本来很富，然后生活挥霍浪荡，然后最后就变成。
So this prodigal son did these three things.
所以这个浪子做了三件事情。下一页。
Here are some things he realized. He came to his senses.
他醒悟过来。
He understood that.I'm in bad situation. I need help.
他发现自己已经一无所有，需要帮助了。
And he also says, I have sinned. So he had to admit that he was wrong.
然后他承认我犯了罪，他承认自己做错了。
He also had to come back to his father.
他决定回来，回到他的父亲那边来。
He saw that his father was the only hope that he had.
他知道他的父亲是他唯一的帮助。
And he came back to his father on his knees, humbly.
然后第三点，他回到他父亲是用他的膝盖。
Remember, he said he's going to tell his father, don't accept me back as a son, but as a hired worker.
而且决定对他父亲说，说我不再配做你的儿子，就把我当成你的雇工吧。
And we'll read on the story, but here's a truth in this parable.
所以我们继续读，我们就发现这里有这样的真理。
No one is beyond the hope of God.
没有人在神的希望之外。
Because this guy had asked, like almost wished his father would die.
这个人一开始竟然要咒诅他父亲，死掉。
Then he lived a life of waste.
然后他自己任意挥霍。
But as we read the story, God welcomes him back home.
当我们读下去之后，神仍然欢迎他回家。
Now let's look at the loving father.
让我们看看父亲。
Let's look at his reaction.
看看这位爱的父亲的反应。
And I love the way that Rembrandt portrays the father as a loving, caring, but older father.
Rembrandt 的描述的这位父亲就是爱和呵护。
It's a picture of forgiveness.
一个赦免的图片。
So the prodigal got up and went to his father, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him, was filled with compassion for him, and he ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him.
所以这里说到，当这个浪子起来到往他父亲那里去，还离甚远的时候，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱住他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
Now in the picture, you see that he's wearing a robe. The father.
你在图里面可以看到。他有一个身上有个绳子。
And he's the head of the family.
他在他跑在他的父亲前面。
So in that culture, for somebody to kind of lift up his skirt, that's what he wrote, and run to meet his son was unheard of.
所以在当时的文化里面，这个父亲拉起自己的袍子向他儿子这样跑过去是不合体统的。
But he did. He threw his arms around him and he kissed him. That was just not done in that culture of the time.
他张开双臂抱着他的这个张儿子，在当时的文化里面也是不合宜的。
But that's how excited he was.
但是这反映了他的他的惊喜。
Let's look at the next slide.
那我们看下一个。
And the son started his rehearsed speech. He said, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son."
这儿子就照他所预先想好的说了：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。”从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子。
And then he wasn't able to finish his speech.
他还没有来得及说完他的话。
Because the father said this right after that.
父亲就对他仆人说
：“Quick, bring the best robe, put it on him, put the ring on his finger, and sandals at his feet.
快去把他上好的袍子拿来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上。
And let's have a big party.
然后我们来庆祝。
Now who had the best robe? It was the father.
谁有最好的衣服呢？是他父亲。
And back then, a ring was like a signature. He's giving the son the authority that he had.
他父亲有一个戒指，这个戒指代表着权柄，他竟然给这个儿子。
And he put sandals on his feet because he was barefooted.
然后给他鞋穿上，因为这浪子没有鞋。
In a way, this loving father is totally welcoming the son back.
所以这个爱的父亲完全欢迎和接纳这个。回家的孩子。
Now I'm reading this.
当我读了这个预言的时候
，And I'm thinking, what if my son did that and came back to me?
如果这个我的儿子回来是这样子，我会怎么反应呢
？Realistically, how would you react?
诚实的说，你们会怎么反应呢
？What is wrong with you?
你怎么回事啊
？Why did you do this? Are you stupid or something? You know, you begin to kind of what's wrong with this guy?I mean, that's my honest, more fleshly response.
这大概我就是这个人的本能的反应了。
Aren't you glad God's not like me?
你们是不是很高兴神不像我这样？
But God has also used this when I have to deal with my children when they go off and go wrong.
但神也是这样来对待我的孩子，如果他们也这样做的话。
A loving father.
一个爱的父亲。
You see, if we stop right here in the story, it's just like the lost sheep and the lost coin.
如果我们的故事就停到这里为止，那这个就跟前面两个预言，就是丢掉羊和丢掉钱币是一样的。
But there's more.
但是这里后面还有一个故事。
And in a way, this more is really the main teaching of the story.
然后另外这一部分其实是我们今天教导里面很重要的一部分。
Because we want to look at a different aspect.
那我们从这个角度来看。
And here's the principle of the loving Father. No one is beyond the love of God.
没有人在神的爱以外。
But here, let's look at the older brother.
那我们来看一下这大儿子。
Because we get a little different picture of him. And here's this picture Rembrandt painted.
这里 Rembrandt 的画是画了大儿子。
You have the mother in the background, maybe?
你们看到背景里面有一个母亲。
And you get these other two guys just kind of looking there.
另外有两个人正在往这边看。
And maybe you can think, who do they represent?
你们想他们是什么人呢?
Let's look a little closer at this.
那我们看得更近一点。
You see, you get this picture of intolerance, unaccepting, unforgiving from this older brother.
这个是一个照片，就是不容忍不接纳的图片。
And it's worth reading here, verse 25.
那我们读这二十五节。
Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on.
那是他正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音，便叫过一个仆人来问什么事。
And then the servant said, "Your brother came home."
仆人说，你兄弟来了。
It's almost like you should be excited.
就等于说你应该很快乐。
You know, because the son of your brother was lost, and now he's found.
因为你的弟弟丢了，现在找到了，你应该很快乐。
And your father is very, very happy.
你的父亲很高兴。
But look at his response in verse 28.
但在二十七节里，我们看到大儿子是怎么反应的呢？
He became angry.
他却很生气。
He wouldn't even go in to see his younger brother.
不肯进去见他的弟弟。
In fact, the father went out and tried to persuade this older brother to come in.
事实上，是他的父亲竟然要跑出来，要邀请大儿子进去。
See, this loving father also cared for his older son.
所以这个爱的父亲，他也在乎他的大儿子。
And you hear, you know, what the older son said. Look, all these years I've been slaving for you, never disobeyed you. I've been a good son.
你们听听的大儿子怎么说的？我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命。你并没有给我一只山羊羔。
Everything you want me to do, I've done.
你叫我做的，我全做了。
I got into a good school.
我去了好的学校。
You know, I got some scholarships.
我得到了奖学金。
I am even majoring in the major you wanted me to major in.
我的专业就是你为我选的专业。
I've done everything you want me to do. I've never caused any problems in the world.
我做了所有你要我做的，还没有给你找一点点麻烦。
But you never gave me a goat or you never threw me a big party like you're giving this son now.
你从来没有给我一个羊羔，或者给我举办一个 party， 就像你给这个小儿子做的。
And look how he responds, this father to the son.
然后看，但是父亲是怎么回应的呢？
Look at verse 31.
31节。
My son.
儿啊。
The father said, "You are always with me. Everything I have is yours. But we have to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found."
你常与我同在。我一切所有的都是你的，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
See, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, the religious people knew about God, but they didn't know God.
所以这些文士和律法师，他们知道这些教导，他们却并不真认识神。
And I missed one part. Go back one.Slide.
我多跳了一节，我们回来。
Because I like this one thing about this brother. He says, verse 30, but when this son of yours, who has squandered your property, with price comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him.
这里第三十节里面说， 但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。
And sometimes in marriages we do this.
在有的时候我们在婚姻里面就是这样做的。
You know, when our children do something, we say, "You're a son or your daughter." You know.
当孩子做错的时候，我们就说你的儿子，你的女儿。
But when they do something good, oh, our son or our daughter. You know.
如果孩子做得好的话，我的儿子，我的。
I just thought that was kind of interesting there that this son says, "Your son, not my brother," right? Your son. You know,
就大家说，是你的儿子，不是说我的弟弟。
Here's the truth of this passage. Move over two slides.
这里有一个真理是这样讲的。
No one is beyond God's forgiveness.
没有人在神的赦免之外。
Because whether you're a self-righteous type or whether you're like the prodigal, God still loves you.
不管你是浪子还是你是自义的。
Next slide.
神都会宽恕你。
Because we have a loving God.
因为我们的神是爱的神。
And the picture of God is that God gave us freedom to choose.
这里讲到神给我们自由，让我们有自由的选择。
Maybe the tax collectors and the sinners chose to do their own thing.
这个税吏和罪人，也许他们选择做错的事。
But when they come back to God, God welcomes them home.
当他们回头的时候，神欢迎他们回家。
But see, when Jesus is meeting with the tax collectors and the sinners, the religious people of the day were the ones who gave Jesus problems.
当主耶稣跟税吏和罪人在一起的时候，那些法利赛人和宗教领袖们，他们就不满意了。
And one of the problems that Jesus always had was actually with the religious people of the day, the Pharisees, those who knew the Bible but didn't know God.
这里的问题却常常是在这些宗教领袖身上。他们以为他们知道神，他们却并不知道。
And if they really knew God, they should have known that God's heart beats for the lost.
如果他们真认识神，他们应该明白，神的心是为那些失去的羔羊跳动。
And if they were living out God's heart, they would be doing the same thing, seeking and saving the lost.
如果他们真的明白神的心，他们就会做一样的事，就是来寻求那失丧的人。
A loving father, a prodigal son, a self-righteous older son.
一个爱的父亲，一个浪子，还有一个自以为意的大哥。
Jesus often gave parables to solicit a reaction.
神常常为他所寻求的反应做出比喻来。
He said things so that people would apply what he had to say.
他说的话来，以至于人可以应用在我们的日常生活里。
Here's three applications that I thought of.
这里面有三点我们可以应用在我们身上。
It's the kind of people that God wants us and needs us to be today.
这是神要我们今天成为的人的样子。
Yeah, okay. We say rejoicing in heaven, rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God, celebrate and be glad. But let's look on the next application slide. Three qualities we want people to have.
神要我们有这样的三个品格。
Today, if we're going to reach our, what, 13, 12 area, this is the type of people we need.
所以我们今天如果要来要来祝福95、13、12这块区域，我们需要这样的人。
We need to reach our 95% of the people in our area that don't go to church at all.
我们要能够接触到没有去教会的人数中间的95%。
And we're going to reach our 13 or 12 area. We need people who humble themselves before God.
我们要去的一三一二地方，这些需要有人能够谦卑自己在神面前。
That means we need people who don't think they're better than the people they're trying to reach.
我们至少我们不要认为我们比我们要传福音的对象，更好。
We need people who accept other people.
我们需要那些能接纳别人的人。
And I believe that one of the reasons why.More people aren't becoming Christians, it's because Christians.
我们知道人要信变成基督徒的原因是因为基督徒。
Because some of us are like that older son.
有些人就像这个大儿子。
We're judgmental.
常常来
unforgiving, unaccepting.
不原谅, 不接纳, 指责人.
See, when I work with international students, I accept them the way they are, because that's how they are.
当我跟国际学生做他们工作的时候, 我就接纳他们是什么样的人。
If I talk to a student that is at De Anza College who's 18 years old, who has no interest in Christianity, I still care for him.
当我的服侍对象是在迪安扎这个学校里面 18岁的外国学生 他对说对神没兴趣 我仍然在乎他
I still welcome him to come to our free dinners we have on Friday nights
他每礼拜五晚上我们有一个欢迎的晚餐 我仍然欢迎他们
And you know I'll still help them even if they aren't interested in Christianity
他们如果对基督教没兴趣 我仍然愿意
Because I hope one day they will change. And I'm just planting seeds.
我只在栽种,
Because Jesus loved tax collectors and sinners, even self-righteous people.
因为主耶稣就是这样, 他爱税利, 爱罪人, 也爱, 那些自以为义的人。
And we need people to reach out to our neighbors.
我们需要我们的人能够走出去, 来, 来接触我们的,
just like Jesus did.
就像主耶稣做的。
If you think about it, if we're following Jesus, if we have the heart of Jesus, we should be out there getting to know our non-Christian friends.
所以我们如果真的想跟从主耶稣，就要学他的样式，就要走出去来接触我们还没信的人。
Because that's what God's heart beats for, the lost.
因为这就是神的心对所失丧的人。
Let me pray for us.
让我们来祷告。
Jesus, thank you again for giving us a glimpse of what you're like.
主耶稣谢谢你, 让我们看到一点, 你的心意。
We know that your heart beats for the lost as well as for us.
我们知道你的心肠在那些世上的人, 也在我们身上。
And I pray that you would motivate us to get out and do what you called us to do.
我求你来激动我们, 使我们做你要我们做的事。
Father, each of my brothers and sisters have friends, maybe relatives, maybe neighbors who don't know you.
父啊, 我们中间弟兄姐妹, 一定有, 一些朋友, 一些亲人, 他们还不认识你。
Help us to be your hands and feet to them.
请让我们变成你的手, 你的脚。
And with a heart like yours, Lord, help us to reach out.
让我们的心也跟你一样, 帮助这些失去的人。
Father, and I pray that Ark Baptist would have an effect on this 1312 area.
主, 我祷告我们在方舟教会能对95131二这个地方 能够大有功效
That more people can know you personally like we do
以至于更多人能够认识你
This is our prayer and we pray this in Jesus' name Amen
这是奉耶稣基督的名祷告 Amen
Thank you, Wenhu